Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, everybody, it's time to get out your Google Maps and find Isfahan in Iran. This is evidently the site of where Israel just recently has carried out some airstrikes. Iran is saying they've shot everything down. At this hour, we believe that drones were used, similar to the attack on Israel from Iran, but we're waiting for confirmation as to exactly what might have been used in this. We also seem to see that it is more or less a limited strike at this time, and Iran is saying that there was no damage after they shot down what they called suspicious objects out of the sky. Folks, welcome to the Friday morning edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, of course, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've already heard from Richard the Marine this morning from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle, 68 degrees. Yesterday, a beautiful day, hoping for another one today. He says, keep smiling. There is hope ahead. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Richard, Semper Fi right back at you, my friend, because, yes, and I think you've hit it on the head this morning, Richard, for sure, probably in ways that you don't expect, but, yes, keep smiling. There is hope ahead, and I think we all need to hear that this morning in whatever we might be going through. But certainly what we're looking at right now is the specter of a larger war. But the question this morning is, after this particular retaliation from Israel, will that be the essence of the retaliation that they have planned or thought through, or is it just the beginning? Will there be more? But the central question this morning, of course, is has war essentially been put off for some time at this point, if there are no more attacks either way from Israel to Iran or Iran to Israel? And, of course, it's unprecedented that Iran attacked Israel in the last few days, of course, directly from its own soil. It wasn't using a proxy. And now, of course, Israel has demonstrated to Iran that it can actually reach over to Iran as well. They have no compunction about doing that. We also understand that the area that was targeted may also be near some of Iran's nuclear facilities in that region. And that also would be sending a very powerful message. So as we go through the program this morning, folks, this continues to develop. It's probably, what, about 9 o'clock or so? Just a quick thought here. It might be about 9 o'clock in the morning, I think, in Israel right now. So we may see some more developments. Certainly we may get some more statements, and we're going to keep you up to date as we go through the morning on the program. All right, let's head right over to the telephone lines. They're lighting up already. We've got Mike in Clearwater. He's the honorary mayor of Clearwater. At least that's what we like to call him. Good morning, Mike.
How you doing, Kyle? Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you saw what happened at Columbia University, but, okay, if you go out there on the street, and you pretty much admit, because I heard that young lady say, we are Hamas. Okay, people? Everybody listen up. It's no longer a game. They're here on our soil. You know, you don't joke about that. When somebody tells me that they support that or that they're a part of that, you better believe them. Because if you don't, you're going to have probably another 9-11. the point I'm trying to make is they can go after people for January 6th, some of them who are still locked up to this day, but yet they'll let these terrorists, they're not even college, they'll let these terrorists, future up-and-coming radicalized people who have no problem perpetrating the most horrific violence, but yet we let them go. That's backwards. What do you have to say, Kyle? It makes me so mad. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mike and Clearwater. Appreciate the call very much, as always. Yes, Mike brings up a really great point. You know, we do have the right to protest, obviously, in this country. I want to just say that because what I'm going to say next, I think, is really going to bring the house down. People go out, they protest, they do all kinds of stuff. But what Mike was talking about was radicalization. And that is something we've always thought of. Well, somebody might get radicalized and then they kind of go over to the Middle East somewhere because they kind of want to join up, or they find their niche, or, you know, some other story like that, some other explanation, quote unquote, as to what happened to that person. They got radicalized and they went over to join the jihad or something. But radicalizing here on our home soil is now becoming a larger industry, I think, for these terror groups. And I think that there is precedent for the notion that if you join up with a group and you're actively seeking to, you know, death to America, this kind of thing, helping radical groups, essentially joining them, being in league with them, then to some degree, under some circumstances, as I've heard before, you know, that could abrogate your own citizenship. And I know that sounds extreme, but in terms of how I think the FBI and the United States government might look at somebody who's actively working to destroy America in an organized fashion, that sounds like a combatant in the grand sense. So we're going into some waters here that could be very, 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 very strange and very consequential. And this is one of the things, folks, that we have to keep in mind. And yes, you have these people demonstrating, and they had to be forcibly removed. I think over 100 arrests were made at Columbia. But it's nothing if not chilling, because when people really start to get in league with terrorist organizations, that means they don't care about you and your freedom. They don't care about you and living your life in peace. They've got to make everybody's life literally hell because they have their agenda and they believe they're justified. That's the other chilling factor of this. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistake.
So the Jerusalem Post is reporting that a U.S. official told CNN the Iranian target was not nuclear. So that is some interesting developing news as well. So what was Israel trying to do? Obviously demonstrate they could retaliate. Obviously demonstrate that they could have a very far reach deep into Iranian territory. But again, the central question is this it? Is this going to be the whole of it in terms of Israel's retaliatory strike against Iran? So time will tell here as we go through the morning. Obviously, we'll tell you if there are any new developments. And, of course, once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition of the show, and Fridays are always fun. And even under these circumstances, again, we don't know of any damage. We don't know of any loss of life at this time. And also because really the only sources, at least as of at this moment, are going to be Iran. And Iran's not going to say, oh, my gosh, you know, they did a lot of damage, or we can't believe they were able to accomplish this. And there's going to be bluster. There's going to be rage. And there's going to be all kinds of propaganda coming out of Tehran, because they obviously are also trying to win the propaganda war at home for the people of Iran. You know, I happened to see the other day, it was kind of a little news story, but it had like flashback photographs of what Iran looked like back in the late 1970s, right? Prior to the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And the streets of the cities, you know, presumably Tehran, and the very modern Western dress that was being worn. This, of course, all under, at that time, the Shah, Pahlavi, Mohammad Pahlavi, But the idea was, is that there wasn't that radicalization, but the Islamic revolution under Ayatollah Khomeini at that time certainly showed that that was possible. They were able to effect that revolution. They took the hostages, of course, which enraged Americans. And I remember watching, just, you know, briefly here, I remember watching Ted Koppel on ABC News, and that's where Nightline was born. It became a very, you know, it was a gold standard news program for a long time following that. But it got its genesis in the hostage crisis. And basically what it started out as I remember, was that every night there was the news. And news was kind of different. You know, we didn't have 24-hour news channels and stuff like that. And you'd have the 11 o'clock news, basically. And then after that, you might have Johnny Carson or stuff like that. But so what they did was, is at least ABC created Nightline and said, okay, well, we're going to do the big hostage update. We'll do that every night separately. And so that way affiliates can take this. And again, this is, I recall, from way back when, way back in the day. But it was a way for the hostage story not to be the story every day with all the other news. And, of course, as I said, it became Nightline, became a very prestigious thing. Ted Koppel rocketed to journalistic stardom, no doubt about that. But at any rate, folks, yeah, things were much different in Iran. And I have a feeling that there are many there that sort of yearn for the return of openness, yearn for the return of their ability to be, you know, unencumbered by the mullahs and the harsh and strict administrations of the Ayatollah and this kind of thing. And that's something that that I think is more natural to want than to live under the system that exists right now. So there's going to be that propaganda war for the West, or for the rest of the world and Europe and the rest of the Middle East. And then there's going to be the propaganda war for those actually living in Iran. And make no mistake, though, I have no doubt, I have no illusions that there is a, you know, an unbelievable number of radical Islamic jihadists in Iran right now. And they're going to be the ones propping up the mullahs and doing all kinds of things, shall we say. They're not very good. This from Frederick, listening in New York City this morning. It says, good morning, Kyle, from blue New York City. Yeah, I know, I'll bet. He says, imagine sending your kid to Colombia for $60K a year, plus room and board, only to find out they're living in a pup tent on 116th Street and flying a Hezbollah flag, possibly arrested. Says, I'll be looking forward to the great commentary from you and your awesome guests. Well, thank you, Frederick. I always appreciate your messages, and I completely agree. I think that it really becomes a very, just a terrible thing to think, wow, we're spending all this money, and we're sending our kid to college, and maybe not on the student loan program that will suddenly get forgiven, so you actually owe the money, you actually have to pay it back, and yet they can succumb to some of that radicalization, right? And this is one of the reasons why I think radical groups always look for younger people, and it's very, very, very sad indeed. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this whole thing of what happened at Columbia, I think, is a shadow of things to come. You know, there are going to be a lot of graduations here real soon, like within a month or so. And especially back east for all the different colleges in New York, or the colleges near Boston. You've got Harvard. You've got the other big Boston colleges there. And I'm going to tell you, that's one of my greatest concerns, is that at these different ceremonies, they're all going to get marred by a bunch of protesters who simply see a gathering and say, this is it. Here's our chance. We're going to make people think, and this kind of stuff. And by the way, they're going to get all kinds of support from people, even members of Congress, note Rashida Tlaib, for, you know, because they're standing up against genocide or some such thing like that. It'll always be justified. It'll always be, you know, how dare you, you know, criticize any of this, because these college kids or these protesters, they're doing this great noble thing. And that's one of the issues in terms of the division we have today. It is simply so far apart and so set in stone that no matter what it is that some far left or radical group does, it's always justifiable. Always justifiable. And it's interesting because the right or the conservatives, it's so many times it never enters their mind to go shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, and again, I'm not trying to be inflammatory per se, but what would happen, because I don't think it would, but let's just flip the script. And I've mentioned this earlier this week as well, but, you know, but this time with a little different bent. What if there was a radical, a right-wing group that said, let's go out and shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and say, ban abortions. And they shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and so forth. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not prescribing for it to happen. I'm simply, you know, creating this sort of outlandish example to prove my point. And that is, people would, on the left, and the media, and the Democrat Party elite, and the far left elite, they would all go into the stratosphere. They'd go into orbit. They'd be at Mars by now. By saying, look, how dare you? How can you do this? Don't you understand the problems you've caused? But if it's for something else, some left-wing agenda or some radical agenda, that's no big deal. You know why? Because it's righteous. They're doing a righteous thing. They've got righteous anger, and they have every right to be out there. And if you don't support them doing that, well, then you just want an authoritarian system, and you just want to have everybody live under some kind of horrible rule and this kind of thing. And whenever they say that, my friends, always stop them, you know, stop them right there and say, no, that's actually what your advisors and so forth, that's what they want to do. They want to create that authoritarian rule. They want to take away that free speech. They want to make sure that you can't tell the truth about things. That's what they will tell you. And that's what you can tell them, I should say. All right, folks, stay right there because we're going to come right back. Bottom of the hour has literally snuck up on us right here. Things are going pretty fast here on this Friday morning edition, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there? Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere because we are coming right back.
Third Watch.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Two of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Trump continues to appear in the New York court rather than on the campaign trail. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asked the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's requests to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the state attorney general, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting that initial fire on that August day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Friday morning edition continues, everybody. We have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about. I don't know how we're going to fit it all into the program this morning. We've got our great guests coming up as well as we go through this program this morning. We've got Denise Simon coming up at the tail end of hour number two, and then with us for most of hour number three, then we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then after Chris, we've got Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. And then after that, rounding it out for our Friday is going to be Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, of course. And we always look forward to talking with Patrick, some sports news, and some other great stuff as well. So, folks, I hope that you can stick with us for the whole program this morning, because it is going to be chock full, so be sure to get snack food or something, you know, something to drink, and just get ready for the long haul with us this morning, because we have a lot to do. There's no doubt about that. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. So we can continue to follow this Israeli airstrike. This from Fox News. Israel carried out limited strikes in Iran early Friday in retaliation for Tehran firing a barrage of missiles and drones at Israel late Saturday. Fox News Digital has confirmed there have been explosions in Isfahan province, where Natanz is located, although it is not clear whether it has been hit. Natanz is the site of one of Iran's nuclear facilities, though state television has described all sites in the area as fully safe. They're fully safe. But again, we had the earlier report from Jerusalem Post, evidently that the targets were not necessarily a nuclear facility, but of course Natanz, if it being in that region. So as I said in the intro this morning, folks, yeah, get out your Google Maps. It's called Isfahan, I-S-F-A-H-A-N, Isfahan, if you want to take a look at the terrain and some of the different things that might be available there. But it is definitely a big deal. It's definitely a big deal because Iran had said, which obviously is mostly for propaganda value and posturing, and quite frankly, can we just be honest about this, just being a bully, by simply saying to Israel, you know, we feel this whole thing is complete. The matter is concluded, but if you do something, then we are going to retaliate, and the United States needs to stay away from this, and so on and so forth. But a lot of that, again, I think is just, number one, because they're acting like a bully. And we've all had to deal with a bully in some way, shape, or form sometime in our lives. And the best way to do that is to sometimes call their bluff, right? And show them that you're not going to dictate the terms. You're not going to dictate what I do next. You're not going to dictate these kinds of things. And Iran, even by virtue of making that statement, I think, you know, was goading them in some way. It wasn't, we feel this matter is concluded and we're not going to do anything else and we hope this, you know, this all solves the thing. I know they're never going to make a statement like that, but they, by saying, well, you better not do anything or else, and the United States, you got to stay away and so forth. It's all so much posturing that it actually becomes kind of cliche. And I don't mean that in a flip way because we're talking about very, very serious issue here that involves potential major loss of life. So I want to be clear on that. But unfortunately, Iran is continuing to show its true colors in all of this. Now, also, we understand that the United States has now stopped the UN from recognizing a Palestinian state through membership. This from Newsmax. The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny Palestinians full membership in the world body. It vetoed a draft resolution that recommended to the 193-member UN General Assembly that the state of Palestine be admitted to membership of the UN. Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the remaining 12 council members voted yes. Quote, the United States continues to strongly support a two-state solution. This vote does not reflect the opposition to Palestinian statehood, but instead is an acknowledgement that it will only come from direct negotiations between the parties, Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood told the council. Now, we also have, I believe, an audio clip with John Kirby. This is, I think, was on Air Force One just recently here. But let's listen to this audio clip here real quick, because he kind of is saying much the same thing. But I do find some issues with this, and I'll tell you about it after we hear the clip. I believe here we go. I think we've got it coming here.
UN Security Council vote tomorrow on recognizing statehood for Palestinian territory. What's the U.S. thinking on that? Are you prepared to use your veto?
We believe in a two-state solution and a state for the Palestinian people. We believe the best and the most sustainable way to do that is through direct negotiations between the parties.
Okay, so there you go. We believe in the two-state solution. And again, echoing the UN ambassador, we believe that comes from direct negotiations between the two parties. So right now, it sounds like the United States says, no, we're going to stop this resolution to admit Palestine, quote-unquote, as a member state, full-fledged to the United Nations. Sounds like the United States is kind of helping to stop this thing in its tracks, especially right now. But it's not really. What it's trying to do is it's trying to, try to draw this out and go through those so-called negotiations with Israel and presumably the Palestinians, or, you know, would it be Hamas? Didn't the Palestinians in Gaza put Hamas in charge and so forth? So, you know, none of this is a great situation. But the reason I bring all this up is because I don't think that this two-state solution is viable at this point. And it sounds like, well, Kyle, I mean, gosh, if they have their own state and this, and there can be some kind of agreement and so forth, you know, this two-state solution has been discussed or otherwise on the table now for years and years and years. Different presidents have tried to make this work. They've put their prestige on the line in some cases to try to make this work. This is not the solution, I think, that certainly Iran or the terrorist groups are looking for. And I heard it described once as, it's not the size of Israel that is the big problem for the terror groups and for the radical groups. It's not the size of Israel. It's the fact that Israel exists to begin with. So a two-state solution, you know, really only results in exactly what we saw on October 7th. You have a staging area that was in Gaza, that was Gaza, basically, a staging area overseen and ruled over by Hamas, whose very existence is to exterminate the existence of Israel. And I'm not trying to be, again, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be flip. I'm not trying to be, you know, facetious or sarcastic in any way, because this particular issue is way, way, way too serious for anything like that. But imagine what a, quote, two-state solution would look like, and again, would simply become a staging area. And that's just for openers. The other reason I think as well is I think that ship has sailed as far as Israel is concerned. I don't think that they're going to say, okay, you know, we're going to either give up more land or we're going to give up some other kind of security arrangement. Or in other words, we're going to make ourselves more vulnerable again in some way, shape, or form before all this is over. And we're not going to put ourselves in that position. We learned our lesson on October 7th, a deadly lesson. And furthermore, when the world, and I think one of the reasons why the this UN resolution was there is because, again, you know, I think this notion, well, you've got to stop Israel from going into Rafah. You've got to stop them from literally, putting the hammer down on Hamas once and for all, as best as is possible. And if they don't, if they're not able to do that, well, this thing's going to fester again. It's going to happen again. That's, it, I think, one of the reasons why they're trying to do that. It might give them some extra leverage in the UN or something like that. But when you've got the whole thing turned around, oh, Israel is trying to commit genocide. Israel's the aggressor here. Well, what was life like on October the 6th? And then what happened on October the 7th? And Israel's supposed to say, no big deal. Yeah, we just absorb it. It's just cost of doing business. Just have some bad neighbors. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
How can it be?
So the White House is saying that it's going to make sure gas prices remain affordable, quote unquote, as we go into summer. And you know, could they tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve again? Or, you know, what are they going to do? Please make it stop. Please make it stop. they don't get it, do they? This from Fox News. President Joe Biden's top economic advisor said Thursday the White House will make sure gas prices remain affordable when asked whether the administration would consider tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. These are, of course, things that have been done in the past and will continue to closely monitor, make sure that gas prices remain affordable for so many American families going into the summer driving season. National Economic Advisor Lyle Brainard said at the Semaphore's World Economy Summit. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, honestly, They don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't understand about having a larger supply of oil to make gas. And I understand about the summer blend and all that kind of thing. But really, when you get down to it, you've got an administration who's trying to literally just hobble the idea that you could have a gas-powered vehicle. And then at the same time say, don't worry, we're going to make it affordable for you. It's all going to be fine. Just trust in us. Trust in us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we have a lot of fun on this show, folks. We sure do. But that's because when we see things like this, sometimes you just you just have to laugh. And by the way, I saw something earlier where, well, they're not going to put in the strategic, they're not going to keep trying to put oil back into the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Because why? Because it's very expensive. And if you try to drain out a few million barrels or something, you're not going to adjust the price of gas for Americans. You're just going to make us weaker in times of emergency. Oh, but it's all about politics. Hey, I'll get rid of some of that oil into the SPR. Oh, hey, I'm going to forgive your student loan. Oh, don't worry. We're going to do this and that. And, you know, why? Because we're trying to buy your vote. We're trying to fool you. Right? That's really what it is. All right, quick look at our national weather. Severe weather. This is from the National Weather Service. Severe weather and isolated flash flooding, mostly likely over the Midwest to the Ohio Valley and early Friday with thunderstorms extending southwest into Texas. Wet snow and wintry mix over the high plain, over the central high plains, I should say, on Saturday as heavy rain threat develops and expands over Texas. Unseasonably warm across much of the south and southwest as cold air from Canada pours south into the Great Plains. So obviously be careful out there, everybody. We always want you to get there in one piece. And, of course, always pay attention to your local weather reports for specifics, especially if you develop, if you're getting ready to develop some severe weather. Well, it is Friday, folks, and at this part of the program, we always like to play a great song, kind of keep everybody going through the morning, whatever you're doing. A lot of people are doing all kinds of different things. What we glean from the messages we get and so forth, we know that people are out there doing all kinds of different things. And whatever it is that you're up to this morning, it's always fun to have a little bit of something that keeps us going, lifts us up, and hopefully makes your morning a little bit better as we go through this Friday morning edition. Well, and it is Freedom Friday because we've got Country Music Monday, we've got Times 2 Tuesday, we got Rewind Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, and then Freedom Friday, which means we can play anything. We can literally play anything that we want. And I kind of thought this morning, you know, with what's happening in Israel, we are kind of in a waiting game. So here's kind of a cool song. This is actually from Asia. Goes back all the way to the early 1980s, 1982, I believe. It's got a kind of a cool synth intro. And let's check it out. It's called Only Time Will Tell.
Life.
From 1982, back in the day, for sure, only time will tell. I've always kind of liked that record. It was I liked what Asia did to a great degree. I always thought it was a very unique group. It had a very unique sound to it, and that's always important in order to stand out. They didn't sound quite like anybody else even back in the 80s, and they just kind of had their own thing going on. Of course, they also had Heat of the Moment, which was a pretty cool song as well. And I think they also had Don't Cry, in addition to some of the other songs they did. And so, once again, it's kind of a cool thing. It has that really, really cool synth introduction, which is very, very signature at that time. So you always know what song that is when it comes on. But thanks again for listening with me this morning. And we got a direct message, this from John. He's in Tampa. And he says, Kyle, you talked about what would happen if the right were to protest like the left with regards to the Golden Gate Bridge and other protests that they've done. The right did that, he says, and the left called it the Great Insurrection. You're right about that, John. John in Tampa, I appreciate that. Exactly. See, that's the thing. You see, they can't handle anything that doesn't go right along with their own agenda. And so they will blow things out of proportion. They will make it some kind of and again, if you've noticed, they've, you know, drawn this out. And I've mentioned this so many times, I know, but I love this example. You know, you've got Adam Schiff running for senator here in California, and his commercial says, you know, Adam Schiff, he stood up against Donald Trump and the insurrectionists and this kind of stuff. They just love trying to create this notion that, you know, somehow they were going to take over the government that day or something. I don't know, but I don't know if that was even possible at that time, and certainly not, it wasn't the design. But this is, you're exactly right, that's exactly what they would call it. Folks, stay right there. Top of the hour news is next. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.